Do parents have a favorite child? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lambrianis Nikifortis, assistant professor of marketing at SUNY Oneonta, explains how bias for the same sex may be what drives this decision.
Growing up, you may have suspected that one or both of your parents favored a sibling. Maybe it was an extra toy or occasional gift. Most parents believe that they treat their children equally, but is this true? Our research provides some of the first evidence that the biological sex of a child leads to systematic bias, with parents allocating more resources to the child who is the same sex as they are. Our prediction was that parents might favor the child of the same sex because they identify more closely with that child. This is consistent with the idea that people tend to spend money on things that align with their identity, and gift-giving to one's children can be a way for parents to bolster their sense of identity and live vicariously through their children. Most parents strongly deny favoring one child over the other, but they also admit they do not actively track investment in each child. This leaves room for bias. In one study, we asked parents in the United States and India to decide which of their children would receive a treasury bond. Mothers were more likely to choose their daughter, and fathers were more likely to choose their son, because they identified more strongly with that child. These same effects emerged in other family decisions, from the distribution of assets in a will, to selecting which child would participate in a drawing to win a back-to-school prize pack. In the case of the prize pack, 76% of women chose the girl, and 87% of men chose the boy. These findings have far-reaching implications beyond the traditional family structure. In single-parent or same-sex parent households, the ramifications of this bias can be even stronger, given that there is no opposite direction bias from the other parent to even things out.
That was Lambrianis Nikifortis of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.